All right. Before we do that, though, if you got This Week in Chicago, let's roll that right now.
This week in Chicago, the city took its first step toward ending a drinking problem. In 1867, workers broke ground at the corner of Chicago and Michigan Avenues for what would become the Chicago Water Tower. Before the ornate limestone-wrapped pipe collected water from Lake Michigan, the city got its drinking supply from the Chicago River. The Tribune reported it was a happy day for people accustomed to drinking diluted animal matter, outflowings of sewers, and even small silver minnows.
I would say you're probably lucky to be alive.
This week in 1924, Chicago's WGN radio went on the air. Its call letters reflected the Chicago Tribune's slogan, "World's Greatest Newspaper." In the beginning, Tribune publisher Colonel Robert McCormick agreed to rent time and facilities from another station. He didn't actually buy a station until a few months later.
19 minutes before 1 o'clock, this is Country Fair from WGN Radio in Chicago.
And this week in 1972, the Chicago Blackhawks made history. Bobby Hull scored his 600th career goal.
And Dennis hurries in, leaves it for Bobby. Shot, score, 600 National Hockey League goals!
While Stan Mikita scored for the 500th time. And that's just a glimpse of This Week in Chicago. For more details, go to WGNradio.com. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.